sound right. That is ABC. Don't forget, they're going to be playing at the Brentwood Festival on Sunday, the 17th of July, and you can get your tickets if you check out Brentwood Festival online. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a lovely bunch of very handsome boys. We're very pleased, aren't we, Paige?
Yeah.
Paige has been banished to the other side of the studio. Now, I'm joined by a band called Falling Under. That's Max.
Hello.
Ryan.
Hello.
Alex.
Hello.
And Liam.
Hello.
You're not all from Essex, for a start.
No, just me. So yeah, I guess it started fresh as well, didn't it, Max?
It did. I mean,
fresh as first year of University of South Wales, and me and Max both smashed at a house party.
The whole fresh is all blurred into one, really.
The one bit that I can remember is me and Max smashed, and Max, Foo Fighters or something on, didn't you? And I was like,
I drunkenly took over the iPod dock and started playing.
That's it. And then next thing I know, I was just like, I like you, I want to form a band. And Max was like,
didn't think much into it, really. We were just like,
It's just a nice sort of thing. And then, you know, that was it. But for the next 2 years at uni, we just played acoustic, really.
We're always going to do stuff
like what we're doing now. We just played acoustic for a good 2.5 years.
It was nothing serious at all. We just get together and have a bit of fun with it, do some covers, write a few originals, nothing really big at all. And then after a while, it starts to get a little bit stale. So we're just like, let's try and take it up a notch a bit, try and find a drummer and a bassist. So we knew these guys, you know.
We didn't just want to be an acoustic duo, we wanted to be how we are now, a proper band doing stuff. And then, we met Alex, bass player. And then
they've known me for a while, they just didn't know I played
bass or guitar or anything. So
one night, we just thought he was a drunk guy at the bar.
So they stole me.
And how did you meet Drummer Boy?
We met Liam through a friend of ours.
When the three of us sort of decided, okay, let's go together and start, we started jamming, just the three of us as well, you know. And we were like, we need a good drummer. We met a few people who drummed and like weren't really into the same kind of stuff as us. And a mate of mine, Ollie Biggs, who was like, I know a guy from back home who I used to drum with, and he still drums now, and I think you guys will like him. Went for a little jam with him in the actual uni.
He's got it.
He knows
the there you go. That's a nice thing for them to say about you, isn't it? There you go. So describe, we talk about the festival you did yesterday because you headlined. Tell us about your sound and what influence you've had.
To me, I've always been, since I was a kid, I've been the sort of just classic rock and roll, things like that. And I think as I got older, it's sort of progressed into, you know, a much wider sort of thing, into sort of indie, that kind of stuff. But I think, I like to think, I don't think we necessarily fit into one genre, which is why we just wuss out a bit and call ourselves alternative.
We loved it. I mean, like, I know me and Alex, we both come from sort of like a punk background. Liam comes from sort of like a heavy metal sort of background. I think one thing we all love and agree, because we all love that music still, but we're just loving that alternative type, because alternative rock, it means anything, really. We can have nice, jangly, clean guitars. We can have very heavy, distorted guitars. We can have nice vocals. We can have heavy vocals, you know. It's just having that alternative type has really been, I'm really enjoying it.
I mean, we've been called grungy, we've been called indie, a few things. I mean, we kind of like, I think we like that though, the sort of fusion of heavy tones with nice, very melodic, smooth stuff as well.
It's very textured, I'd say.
Very
textured. Did you have, you two guys, obviously, because you knew each other first, did you actually have your own sort of set of songs and then the guys have played, or have you used any of those songs from when you first started writing, or do you write as a group, sort of going into the studio and...
Initially, the very first thing ever that set it off, I went to the studio on my own and did just like some demos and stuff I've been playing around with, which we still play one today. But again, it's just transformed when all the band came out. I wrote a couple of demos and just recorded them spare time, and you know, and didn't have a fully formed band yet. And then we
all just started jamming chemistry.
And it just fell together from that. It really did. It was just complete. We didn't even have to try. We all knew what the sound was immediately without even speaking to each other about it. We just
It was quite strange that we could just all just get on the same wavelength like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very apparent that we've got good chemistry as a band. Because like Max said, he started off doing little demos, and then we all sort of have massive input together on the writing, whether it's vocals, whether it's guitar, bass, we'll, you know, jump in. And our latest single, Gasoline, when we wrote that, literally, I was fiddling about, I had these nice couple of chords, a little weird riff. I took it to the boys, didn't think nothing of it. I was like, boys, I've got this. Played it to them, you know, and it was just like, it was one of those moments where Alex has already got a bass riff on the go. Liam's counting us in with a different beat. Mac has got some chorus chords, you know, chorus vocals. It was just one of those moments where we just realised that the chemistry is as simple as, boys, I've got this riff, and then already we're building on it.
Yeah.
And that, for you know, for us,
within an hour, within an hour, it started sounding like a song.
Yeah, it was scary.
I've been in bands before, that's never happened. Really.
It wasn't even a turning. Yeah, it wasn't even a turning point. It was just like a green light just come on, saying keep going. You know.
Yeah.
And since then, we've always, you know, we followed the same sort of protocol, you know, to an extent. But
are you still friends? Are you still, like, I know it sounds like you'll get on. Do you socialise? Well, you know, sometimes you get that extra member in the band. I'm just saying, because you haven't got a good keyboard player. But you have that one, and it kind of sometimes tilts it a little bit out of, because when you've got so many people in a band and you want to try and get stuff done, but you're at the moment, you're still all on a positive.
No, we're all uni boys, you know.
Yeah.
We've all had parties, we've all got drunk together, and that creates stories, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, we've never had a falling out or anything.
It's been pretty smooth sailing.
Are you working as well as doing this music, or is it music full time for you?
Well, we're still in uni at the moment as well. Yeah. Yeah, we're just sort of finishing around about now. So, yeah.
Apart from me.
Apart from
the tour van. Essays in the tour
van, yeah. No, it was the comment on that. Obviously, we all be realistic, we'd have to get jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, if something kicked off and we can make this our full time job, absolutely.
Happily, yeah.
Dream come true. You know, that's a cliche thing to say, but we've been working so hard.
You've got to be realistic with it, haven't you? Yeah.
But we've been working so hard, and
we're doing well as well, you know.
Yeah.
People are paying attention to us. I mean,
people were singing along to us yesterday.
Yeah,
that was strange.
Outside the backstage tent. Yeah. Some pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
we had to do with that.
It was really awkward. It was like, oh, what? You want a photo? Yeah. Okay, then. Photos?
Got a little gathering, maybe.
So, we'll talk about the festival in a second, but I wanted to ask, because you are all guys in a band, who gets the most attention from the females?
After yesterday, we had to say Max.
Yeah.
Max is the only single one.
Yeah, it's probably because of that, though. They all
know. Oh, right. Is that what you said? I'm single before you started singing?
I didn't say anything.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He had it printed on his T-shirt.
Love me.
I had it written on my forehead.
Yeah.
It varies, you know. Taste.
Girls shouting at him to take his T-shirt off yesterday.
Yeah, generally it's the sort of, you know, it's that, because I'm usually at the front doing the singing, it's the... There, it's nothing to do with a good look or whatever.
No, I feel sorry for you. They're playing the drums at the back.
Yeah, exactly. If Liam was the front man, you'd get the most attention. It's just the way. Yeah.
You need to make sure they put you at the front. Be one of those fans where the drummer just sits at the front. Would you like that?
No.
No. talking about yesterday, you won the Clacton Sea and Beach Festival Battle of the Bands, which meant you were the headliners for yesterday. So tell us about all the other bands that are involved in that and what it felt like to basically win.
So it was put on this, it was six bands, wasn't it? So six doing nuts. And all these bands we played with, absolutely really good bands, you know. We was, you know, and we played a really good set, and every other band played really good sets. And then after, it was one of them sort of Oscars moments where they grab you around and the guy goes up there, the letter, and he's like, and the winner is. And we was thinking that, you know, we had no idea it was going to win. We wasn't even there for the win. We were just so happy to play Prince's Theatre. What a lovely, prestigious place to play in Essex, you know.
I mean, there was a point where I didn't even think we could play. I mean, it was so not in our heads that we were going to win it. Because I actually booked a holiday back in February for last week. And I was thinking, well, we're not going to win it anyway. So, you know, and when it got announced when the Sea and Beach Festival was, 25th, 26th, I was away for the 25th, but came back on the 26th. And then we won it, and they were like, okay, you have to get a plane and drive straight, basically.
Rock and roll.
Because, again, that was how... I'm sure I was that we wouldn't win that. It was crazy.
So part of the prize, tell us what part of the prize is. You've done the festival, which is amazing, and what is the other part?
So we did the Sea and Beach Festival headline, and then with the boys in
Vanaheim
Music, they're a little production coming up in Clacton, and we won a music video of them.
Yep.
So we're going to go be filming that this Thursday, 30th, and we get to film the music video in the theatre, so it'll look all, you know, ambient and cool.
Yeah.
So that's really good, and it's about time we get a music video out, so it'd be really cool.
And then you'll get some hits on, obviously get it on YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah, we need to get everywhere.
And Twitter.
And the Twitter game, and the Instagram game.
I go to tweet out people, this is what happens. Normally what I do is I tweet out people and actually attach the wrong person to my tweet, which I do on a regular basis. Have you got an EP coming out, or are you just getting stuff together to, you know, release something?
In the process of, we've written a few, we've got a couple in the works as well, and we'll be recording sort of late July.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if all goes smoothly. So, a little four, maybe five tracks, if we're lucky. And we're really looking forward to that one, because the last set of recordings we did was a little bit,
I mean, it was demos that I'd done on my own. It was stuff that we'd done as a three. Yeah. And we used some electric drums. But this is the first time we together will all be in the studio at the same time doing live drums, live instruments, all that stuff. So we're really excited to get down and do that.
Yeah, I mean, again, going back to what we were saying about the whole musical chemistry thing, that was for our latest single, Gasoline. And that was, you know, when we went back to the studio to record that, that was, again, a green light, because it was sort of like, this is different. We're all here present, doing our own thing. We've all put so much input in individually. And, you know, absolutely brilliant. So personally, yeah, we're looking forward to going into the studio, because we're just going to have so much to offer, because again, gigging and writing, still we've all improved so much as a band from when we first started back in the day. So I mean, we've only been together for a year as well, so just a year for
just
us,
just over a year, I think.
Who writes all the lyrics? Do you all share it, or do you
It's mostly me, I think.
I might write just like one word and that'll be it.
Sometimes I'll just be like, I have nothing here, Ryan, fill me in, help me out, somebody. But majority of the time, it's sometimes stuff I've written ages ago that I just haven't used ever, and then it comes back in. I don't know. Yeah, it's just, to me, it's like my priority is the music, really.
Yeah.
But I do like writing lyrics, but it's frustrating. Way more frustrating than writing guitar, because I'm a guitarist more than I am a singer, I think.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's another part of the story. When me and Max met, we both come from, I mean, Max was a lead guitarist in his band back home in Swansea.
Yeah.
I was a lead guitarist back home in my band in Chelmsford, and we both said, look, we want to do some more singing, some different sort of thing. And again, I'd say the same thing. I'm not really a singer, I'm a guitarist, but since being with Max, I just, you know, been more confident and want to sing as well. Yeah. So it's a good development for us both.
I mean, that's the thing. Ryan's got a whole song on this LP we recorded last summer. He just sings on his own. So, and he's like, I've never done that before. And in fairness, I'd done one or two before, maybe. But I think it's just, like Ryan said, it's a confidence thing and it's a progression thing. So we're both doing all right at the moment.
Yeah.
So what's been your best gig to date? Was it the one that you did yesterday, do you think? Or?
I would say so. Yeah. Just the sun was out and everyone was there. It was beautiful.
Absolutely brilliant, it was just really good. And I think I might have been a little bit sunburned to be on stage. It was really that, it was so hot, you wouldn't believe it.
You can just tell sometimes, just from a vibe in the crowd and whatever, that,
And you said people were singing along to your stuff?
Yeah, that was really strange. it was nice, but it just never happened before.
Yeah, it's cool. No, they had heard it.
It's on Spotify, so I think quite a lot of people have been streaming it. And obviously when we played the Battle of the Bands, and we won, everyone sort of, it sort of really plugged us.
The guys that set up the Battle of the Bands used Gasoline as the song that was like to advertise so people just recognised it, I think, and have now, since the Battle of the Bands, been listening to it in that gap between Battle of the Bands and the Sea and Beach.
So we're really stoked.
Yeah, it was cool, people know it.
So when's your next lot of gigs, or what are you coming up?
Well, we've got quite a big one coming up now, which is quite personal to all of us, really. We've got the campus we lived on in first and second year at University of South Wales is actually being closed. The whole campus being closed down, and we're absolutely gutted about that. And there's a
very,
huge
historic campus.
Yeah, it is. And we as students protested it and all that stuff, and we were really upset that happened, because the uni went through a merger and it's a whole messy story. But unfortunately the campus is being sacrificed, and there's a big huge sort of farewell party, and we'll be playing at that.
Usually every year we'd get a May ball, like a prom sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then that didn't happen this year, again because of drama. And then also they announced that we're going to be having a farewell, like sort of end of year thing, just after our graduation, which is debatable if it's nice or not, you know. But it's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be, it means a lot to us all. Me and Max started there as acoustic duo, and then the boys came in. Mm. It'd just be so nice to go back.
It's a fitting
there.
Way to say goodbye to it, really, as well. Having us play there,
absolutely. Not everyone's going to be there. We know, you know, and it's just going to be great. We're just really happy to play there.
And the event sold something like 400 tickets, 500 tickets.
500.
So it's going to be big.
We're not going to say how much, you know, because we're being paid, but it's probably the most highest pay gig we've ever got. So we're happy.
We've never been paid for a gig, really, to be honest. There's a couple of petrol monies thrown in there.
We're just having to be paid for it.
That's the point people have to remember. When you're in an originals band, if you're not doing covers, it's really tough because a lot of the times you might want to have to drive into London. You've got to get your parking, you've got to be able to unload. That's a pain in the bum for a start.
We've done that.
You don't get very much from the venue, if anything at all, because it's a privilege of musicians playing there.
I was talking to one of them. We played a gig in Camden, Fiddler's Elbow, and I was talking to the bar guy I worked there. He'd been working there for years, and sort of he was saying in the 80s and 90s we'd have just live music nights, sunshine bands, originals. And there'd be queues at the door. It doesn't happen anymore.
I'm from Cardiff originally, and they won't even, like, venues don't even look at you unless you're close to getting a record deal or already got one. There's only a handful of places that'll take you, but and even then, they're not giving you any money for it, so yeah. it's costing you just to get yourself out there, and it's expensive.
Yeah, well, we were saying the other day, like, there's mainstream signed artists that are way up there,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's indie underground music scene. There's no in between.
You're
either
you're
in the underground caption where you sort of like there's barely nothing going on. You've got to fight to get the gigs,
yeah.
Or you're multi-millionaire signed, playing all over the Radio One big weekend, whatever. You know,
yeah.
There's no in between. You know, it's just sad, really.
Mm.
I wish the music industry sort of plugged more of a. I mean, everyone always says promote live music, local bands, live music and stuff.
Yeah.
It's great, but there's not enough people doing it.
It is. I mean, we've done a lot of empty bar gigs sometimes.
Yeah,
which
is easy.
People we know, mates and family or whatever, but
we love it, don't we? I mean, how many we played to yesterday, boys? It was about.
I don't know.
300?
400?
I don't know. Yeah.
Mm.
It's quite a lot of people there.
It's hard to judge because it was scattered out quite a lot.
Yeah,
everyone
up on
was
the,
focused
up on the sides.
On the
yeah.
stage.
We'll count the guys on the jet ski, won't we? Coming off
the
jet ski.
Yeah.
Now, if people want to find out more, you have got Falling-Under. You'll be able to find the guys on there, and you're on Facebook as Falling Under.
Yeah, yep. Facebook's Falling Under, yeah.
Why the name? Tell us about the name.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, right.
Has this got something to do with being drunk at campus or something?
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. So me and Max, we went over to Bristol to go and watch a gig, go and watch a band called Title Fight. And
great band.
It was going off in there, and there was all these people jumping on the stage and jumping off. And I looked at Max, and I was like, look, there's a security guard over there. He's not doing nothing about it, you know. And I said, Max, have you ever stage dive before? No. Do you want a stage dive? Yeah, all right, then. So we went to the front of the stage, jumped up on the stage, stage dived off. We did it about two or three times.
Yeah.
It was absolutely hyped up. And then me, I jumped up on stage, did it, and I did it at a time when about five people did it at the same time with me. The whole whole crowd collapsed, and I sort of flipped over and almost landed on my back on the floor.
Oh,
lucky
God.
Enough, people caught me. I still hit the floor.
I was one of those guys
hard.
Watching and laughing.
And it just all went in slow motion. I was just like, oh, yeah. And I was just like, Max, I literally experienced like falling under, you know. I was falling under, and that was it.
Because I think we had the idea roughly before that, but Ryan wasn't so sure if a few guys, you know, were just like, well, that's all right. But I think the original sort of idea of it was that we make people fall under a spell when they listen to music or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Well, wizards.
Really, yeah.
Wizards, yeah.
Well, wizards.
Something really deep and metaphorical. It doesn't really come off, but then Ryan was like, yeah, I fell under a bunch of guys in the crowd.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I almost broke my back, falling under. Let's have it.